ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining an interesting question, and that question is related to a topic that you know, a lot of people are inquisitive about and ask about. I'm speaking, of course, of the characteristics and signs of the Shia or followers of the Ahlul Bayt. You know, a lot of us claim to follow the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt and claim to be Shia, but you know, in practice, this can be a subject of debate. Right now, the question we want to pose is, what are those characteristics that can serve as a criterion by which we can assess whether we are really Shia or we are simply Shia in name? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith and traditions which have been passed down to us from the Imams, alayhimus salam. Let's look at some of these and see what they say. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam asks Nawf al-Bakhali, one of his companions, I suppose, "Do you know who my Shia are, Nawf?" To which he replied, "By Allah, no." The Imam replied, "My Shia have parched lips and empty stomachs. They are those whose faces disclose asceticism, for they are ascetics by night, loyans by day." Right, so I guess this implies that Shias are, you know, one of the characteristics of the Shia is their asceticism and their detachment from worldly pleasures. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam said this. This was in a response to a man who said to him, I am one of your Shia. The Imam said, "O Abu Abdullah, if you are truly obedient to us in our commands and prohibitions, then you are telling the truth. But if not, then do not add to your sins by falsely claiming such a dignified position that you are not worthy of. Do not say, I am one of your Shia, but rather say, I am one of your adherents. Ana min mawalikum wa muhibbikum, and an enemy of your enemies. You are good and aiming towards good." So the gist of this hadith is that being a Shia in the real sense of the term is its defining characteristic is obedience to the orders and prohibitions of the Aimmah alayhimus salam, which makes a person, you know, transcend the person who simply loves the Ahlul Bayt or is fond of them and, you know, is an enemy of their enemies and so on and so forth. So it conveys the idea that a Shia is something that transcends the lover or the person who has an affection for the Imam alayhi salam. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Our Shia are none other than those who are consciously wary of their duty to Allah and obey Him. They are known solely for their humbleness, their humility, their returning promptly whatever is entrusted in their care, and their abundant remembrance of Allah." This hadith also mentions certain characteristics of the Shia, such as their humility, the remembrance of Allah, and their obedience to Allah. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the Shia in the light of the hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.